So we're in the middle of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph over here. Pasuk says in Hazinu Hatzur Tamim Paolo Kichol Drachav Mishpat Elamuna Vein Avil Tzadik V'Yashar Hu Kelamuna Vein Avil Kelamuna Kishem Shenifrayim Min Arishoyim Bolam Haba Afilo Laveir Kala Sheosin Kach Nifrayim Min Tzadikim Bolam Hazel Laveir Kala Sheosin Vein Avil Kishem Shemishalmin Tzchal Tzadikim Bolam Haba Afilo Mitzvah Kala Sheosin Kach Mishalmin Tzchal Arishoyim Bolam Hazel Afilo Mitzvah Kala Sheosin. Kadosh Baruch Hu's judgments are whole, thorough, comprehensive, afilu al mitzvah kala. Tzadikim and Rishayim are just awarded in different places, so Tzadikim will pay the price here, be rewarded later, and the inverse is true for the Rishayim. Tzadik v'yasharhu, mishas p'tiraso shel adam lebeis olamo kol masav nifratin. Lefana ve'omrim lo kach v'kach hasisa b'makom ploni b'yom ploni v'hu omer hein v'omrim lo chasom v'chosim shenemar b'yad kol adam yachtam v'lo elo shamatztik ala v'sadin v'omr lohem yofe dantuni l'kayim ha'shenemar l'man titzdak b'dvarecha, that Hashem will be again exonerated and adjudicated as righteous in all of his ways. Everybody's going to say it's correct. Hadin din emes, in the words of the Mishnah Avos. Samar Shmuel kol Yosef v'taynis nikra chote. Savar ki haytani d'taynir ablazer akaper b'rebi omer matam lomer v'chiper alav in parshas naso bat nazer me'asher chata ala nefesh v'chibeiz a nefesh chata. Zeh, ela shetzir atzmo min hayayin v'lo dvarim kal v'chomer mazeh shel tzir atzmo ela min hayayin nikra chote ha'metzir atzmo mikol davar v'davar lachas kama v'chama. Rabbi Lazar Omer Nikra Kadosh Shenemar Kadosh Yagadel Peres Yarosho Mazesh Lo Tzir Atzmo Lelo Midavar Echad Nikra Kadosh Hametzar Atzmo Mikol Davar V'Davar Alachas Kama V'Chama Ulishua Al Hoikri Kadosh, right, not just the Chote Hoa Gidel Pera Kai, that there's an Isser Hanoah, so Kadosh is associated with Precious. Rabbi Lazar Hanikra Chote, so Hahu Disoev Navshe, that if you read those psukim carefully, that's when the Nazir fails to complete his Naziras because he accidentally came into contact with a dead body. The Kaddish Baruch Hu is present. Toso says, HaKaddish Baruch Hu. So maybe, again, it's not black and white, it's certainly not all or nothing, and that what it really has to do with is whether or not a person is physically up to the tainus itself. Now, take a look at Tosfos. So there's a Gemara in Bevakama and Perikachovel and Sadi Aleph, that the person whose Chovel Ba'atzmo is Rasha, and Shmuel was so critical here, so what exactly is going on? Tosa says something which is really interesting. So Yishlomar, I hope it'll resonate. Devadai, hevi chote kedamin hacha mikal v'chomer minazer ma nazer sholotzir atzmo lemina yayin aval mikol makom hamitzvah shuosa atayin is gadol yoser min aveira mimashu mitzer nafsho de mitzvah lindor kedamin arosota bikol kula yoser atzmo min ayayin mikol makom yesh k'tzas chet mid v'hava misav atayin is chalom b'shabes de karin gazardino. Right, as we know, afilu shol shivim shana, even ifraim yimenu tainis shol Shabbos, because he was mevatel the mitzvah enig Shabbos. My takante leisev tanisa la tanisa. So the Bali Atosis have kind of a third shita in all of this, which is that maybe it's both. It's not really hutra or duchuya, but there's an aveira here, and there's a mitzvah here, and there are elements of both. It's, you know, Rashi's perspective. Rashi quotes this famously. The Shita of Shmuel, Zetzir Atzma Minayayin, the Ramban and the Sforno are very much in the other camp, that the Chet, if it exists, is because a person is not continuing onwards. So you could say, you know, that Efshar L'Kayim Shneyim. That's what the Bali Tosfos is, a very fascinating approach, say that maybe it's really both. Tainus, Nizirus, they have mitzvah elements, they have Aveira elements, right? They're not binary institutions. Okay. Reish Lakish Amar Nikra Chassid. He's going beyond what's required of him. Shenemar, Gomel nafsho ish chesed v'ocher she'ero. Amr Rav Sheshes hay bar be'rav v'yosef b'tanisa leichol kalba l'sheirusei. Amr Rav Yerim Barama in Tanisibar b'bavel. Ela tishabav bilvad. They didn't have the tanios that were nigzar because of geshamim. Tosa says they had har be geshamim, so it wasn't necessary. Rabbi Yirmiya Baraba Amar Rish Lakish in Talmud Chacham Rasha Eleishe B'tainis V'neishem Emoi Ben Melecha Shemayim. So everything in life requires a cost-benefit analysis. And the cost-benefit analysis of the Talmud Chacham is that it's going to undermine his Torah study. And so he has to be careful about adopting these kinds of regimen. So Ochen V'shosim Yishech HaShecha, we spoke about this quite a little at great length in the Rambam, so we don't have to rehash all of it. But Amr Bzira Amar Rav Huna Yachid Shekibel Av Tainus Avi Loachal V'Shasa Kol Alayla Machar Mispal Tulas Tainus Lan B'Tani. So if he wants to extend what the Rishonim here called the Koach HaTainus, right, without having included that in his original Kabbalah, Inu Mispal Shal Tainus. Amr Rav Yosef Maika Savi Rav Huna Svira Lein Misan in the Shaus Sagama Misan in the Shaus. What exactly tainus shows could mean. They were never meant to be factored into the tainus. Remember this Gemara. Kan kanim shel nachrim asurim utarim lo hava biyade. But Meshimesh Moshe Kol Shiva Simei Hamiluim Lo Hava Biyade. So Azal V'Shal Be Medrasha Amr Le Hilchasa Misan in the Shows Umispalin Tfilas Tainis. Right, V'Hilchasa Kan Kanim Shal Nachrim Le'Achar Shnei Masar Chodesh Mutarin. This is a very important halacha. Rav Moshe relied on this Gemara to be Matir China of Bali Tshuva after Shnei Masar Chodesh, like the Chacham Tzvi that Akli Cheres after Shnei Masar Chodesh. Any blios are really gone. That's what Rashi says. Kan kanim shel cheres machnisin behen yayin lekiyum aser lehishtamish behen. You need to absorb things after shnei masar chodesh. It's really gone. So again, that tshuva of Moshe is very important. What was Moshe mishamish in kol shiva simei hamiluim? So that was B'chalak Lava, and Rav Kaina Masni B'chalak Lava, She'in Lo Imra. We'll take a look in the Rashi here. K'desha Lo Yechajdu, Shema Be'oso Safa, Hotzi Ma'os HaKodesh, Mishim Shanemar, V'yisem Nikiyim, Me Hashem, U'mi Yisrael. Right? That Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't think anybody was choshesh that he was actually, you know, robbing the coffers of the Hekdesh, but V'yisem Nikiyim, Hashem Yisrael. People have to conduct themselves in such a way that is completely, completely and utterly above board. Sam Rav Chizda Hadam Misan L'Shanos V'Hu Shalotam Klum Ad Ho'erev. Right, this was the substance of all of the Rishonim who assaulted the Rambam and the Nosei Kelim who failed to defend the Rambam. Right, they, you know, that this Gemara says V'Hu Shalotam Klum Ad Ho'erev. So Amr Le Abaye HaTainis Mal Yossi. So Abaye says, well, what do you mean? That would mean a perfect Tainis. Lo Tzricha De Imlach Imluche. So that was obviously the line that drove the Rambam Shita, that Imlach Imluche means that, he ate, but then he decided that he wanted to spend a few hours, that is a Chaloshim Tainis show, so he doesn't get to say, Aneinu Hashem Elokeinu B'yom Tzom Taniseinu, but there's an element of Tainis to that as well. V'Amir Rav Chisda Tol Tainis Shol Shakala V'Cham Alav Shmei Tainis. Right, that tainus, that there wasn't a Kabbalah mibod yom, doesn't really have the status of a tainus at all. So if you take a look over at Tosos, Tosos says, Pirish ma'asachta v'rezar, perek in ma'amidin, v'chem v'chalak shein lo imra, pirish ha'asam, v'chol ha'psakta, m'san in the shonus, t'chol tainus tzarech l'kablo bimbo erev, bit filas ha'mincha, b'shomea tfila, v'imu shabbos, belo kain itzor. V'tzarech sheyomar lemachar eyeh b'taynis yachid, ki heichi delekin amitei b'taynis tzibur. So Tosfos also advanced this idea that a person has to make the declaration in the context of tefillah itself. We like that because we think that reinforces the notion as a yom taynis, as a yom tefillah altogether. Tashma, then Rabbi So hasam letzirei nafshe ba'almahu. So there, it's not really that they were going for a tiny shows, but simply letzirei nafshe ba'alma. It generates a kind of sense of urgency. If you take a look at Rashi, letzirei nafshayu imatzibur, aval eno tainis lolis pal tulas anenu, v'lokova lavchova klal, v'chol shah shirotzelechol ochal. You can always eat whenever they want to eat, but they just don't want to be Paresh Minatzibur. So Gufa, this exact language of Mis'anin V'lo Mashlimin is found in the context of Ubros Umenikos when it comes to Tanios, which are not Tisha B'Av. So if you're wondering as to what the value of that is, Mis'anin V'lo Mashlimin, right, you're not going to get any credit for that in terms of the Tainis. So the value is, you know, La'olam, Hillel says in Pirkei Avos in the second parak, right, al yifrosh adam atzo minatzibur, that a person should try, which is why even if they're eating, they have to have a sense, you know, of the tzar of the tzibur. Okay, so let's take a look at the more lengthy tosos here of Halan Betaniso. So I wanted to talk a little bit about some of our minhagim of how we conduct ourselves in tefillah. So if you take a look at Tosos, Halan betaniso, perish anisana hayom v'alayla lo achol, v'lan betaniso, af agav shalina hayom mikoach tainis shekibel alav. And the idea was, you know, haba b'kocho, that you can just sort of allow the momentum to keep on running as long as you're not ochol v'shosa. Chiddush of the Gemara is, eino mispalo tefillas tainis. Baal Achos Gedolo said, "Yesh Ochel Mispalol Tfilas Dainis." Mefarish Kemo Hacha. De Bishachris Omer Tfilas Dainis. Ava Pishachal Kol Alayla. There's a person who had a Kabbalah Satainis and then had a steak, and yet he gets to say Anenu. V'yesh Misana She'eno Mispalol Kemo Ba'arves. Ava Pishalo Achal. Mefarish Baal Achos Gedolo De'eno Mim Anenu Bishachris Tfilas Shachris Ras Shema Nimta Shakran Betulaso. Shema lo yisayim atainis, velinira delo nikra shakran, kevan che vedaitu lisano, safilu ikra yonis acharkach, etc., etc. Velo matzi letzar nafshe lo gara, mimis anin l'shaos. Okay, so the Baal Achos Gedolos thought that maybe the fact that we don't have the practice of saying anenu when it comes to shacharis is because we're a little bit worried that we're not going to complete the fast, and so it would be nimtza shakran. The Baal Yatosos weren't enamored of that point of view. But be that as it may, if you take a look at the end of Tosos, Tosos says here, V'no'gin sheshliach tzibur omer b'shachris, k'dei lo'dil lo'olam, v'lahaskir atainis, aval yochid, eino omer ad ha'mincha. Okay, so the practice, he says, is that the shliach tzibur should be modia the tainis in the context of tefillah, right, lo dia la olam lahazkir atainis. Again, assuming, I guess, people haven't been ochel al adam, right? So people came to davening, and maybe they didn't necessarily remember the atainis, but they've all been nizer in that halacha. You know, lechov lishtos kodem sheispal al dimchem. So they get reminded it's atainis, and that way they won't be nechshol after the davening. Torah rechayim omer shliach tzibur omer b'chol pam. That no matter what, there has to be somebody there who's fasting. The Shliach Tzibur is always going to say it no matter what, because they're really just discharging the obligation fundamentally on behalf of the Tzibur. Okay, so, you know, the Baal Yatosos took a pretty, power view, but I guess it's kind of a power view about the role of Anenu in Shachris for the Shliach Tzibur. I think it's possible to say something else. I once talked about this with Rabbi Adler, about the Rav's point of view about this topic. We'll save that for when we get a little bit further on in the Rambam and Hilchos Tanios, but you'll follow my train of thought here, because we've built up these concepts together. So Chimedumani, that what goes on is not... You know, that people showed up in shul and they say, "Ah, the tainis." Okay, I don't think that's what happened. In fact, the halacha is that unless it's Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur, that because there is an element of Rishus based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, this is not practiced today, that you are supposed to be Modia the Shabbos before, right? When everybody was in Shul, so the Gabbai should get up because they have to really be Mekabel the Tainus each and every year. Ratzu Misanim, so they have to say Ratzu. A little bit of a formalism. It's hard for me to believe that, you know, what we're doing is reminding people. So I like to think about this a little bit differently. So we've noted that the Yom HaTainus is in essence a Yom HaTshuva and it's a Yom HaTfila, and that the Tfila of the Tainus is a very intensive form of Tfila. It's not just a Tze'aka, but a Ze'aka, because it connotes a sense of terrible distress, the crisis. And it strikes me, right, that even at the very beginning of the day, right, that the tfilos hayom have to reflect, allow me the expression, the kedushas hayom, right, to borrow from the Rambam's expression, avar chatzi hayom b'kedusha. So the shliach tzibor, you don't need every yachid to do this, but the shliach tzibor, the one who represents the tzibor on this day, which is all about the tzibor, hence the gravity when we talked about it at such length. All these gemaras here about Eno Misana v'Tanisan. So he's an important figure, the shliach tzibor figure, right? The entire day classically would have been spent in the Beis HaKnesses. So I think it would be unfathomable for his tefillah, the tefillas ha-tzibor, right? Not just the chazaras ha-shatz, but the tefillas ha-tzibor, to not reflect the Yom HaTainus in the context of Tefillah. Viharaya, the Kabbalah HaTainus has to be in Tefillah. It's like the entire day is experienced through the prism of Tefillah. And so, I don't think, like the Baalei Tosfos was saying, it's just an Askara B'Alma to remind people. But it actually gets to the core of the day, which is a day from beginning to end, bimei atanios ha'elu, which are dedicated towards a certain kind of focus and a certain kind of introspection, kidei la'ora halavavos v'leftoach tarachei tshuva. The role of tefillah on the Yom HaTainus is extremely significant. Nafkamina lehalacha. So let's say, you know, you have a shul that's davening right now, a hech kedusha. Right. Perfectly reasonable thing to do, right? You know, people's compliance with the strictures of the distancing and the masks goes up dramatically over, it's inversely related to duration of time they have to do these things. So you say to people, you have to spend the next 8 hours, you know, like sitting in a mask, it's not going to go so well. But if you say, you know, you got to do this for like 8 minutes, you know, you get a better chance. That's the theory. So, let's say you want to do a Hechi Kedusha. So what would you say? What would you say about a Yom Tainus? It's a problem. I mean, it's not like the Yikuva problem, but so if you think like Tosos thought, I don't think you're sacrificing very much. The people there, they all realize that it's a Tainus, right? Maybe they'll say Slichos, maybe they're not going to, but they know it's a Tainus, right? They got the Shul email. They know. 3 weeks. Please contact the rabbi at this email address for questions. They know. So I don't think you'd be sacrificing too much. But if you think that the essence of the day has a lot to do with the tefillah satinus, so to have a tefillah b'tzibur and not to have anenu is a terrible sacrifice. Not because there's a chisaron of knowledge, but because that itself is the fulfillment of the essential nature of the day. Ki vitzara gedola anachnu. Aneinu Hashem Elokeinu v'yotzeinu. Ki vitzara gedola anachnu. Though that statement is absolutely critical. So I would say that again, even if one's position was, you know, to be more narrow about it, as a general rule, I would certainly think that it would be justified to make a little bit of an extension on the Tainus so that the Shliach Tzibor could say out loud, Anenu Hashem Elokeinu, Anenu Biyom Tzom Taniseinu, Kibitzara Gidol Anachnu. I think that's very, very important. And maybe for some it'll be like a very practical nafkamina tomorrow, depending on where, like, where people are up to, you know, in terms of their tefillos. There's a whole additional perspective to this that we'll come back to in the Rambam that the Rav developed. I heard this from Rabbi Adler about why we have this discrepancy between the Yachid and the Tzibur, you know, when it comes to Shacharis, and a little bit when it comes to Mincha as well, in terms of the placement, you know, exactly where things are in the Shmoneh Esrei. So there's still, even by Mincha, a little bit of a discrepancy, because you put it in a different, you know, a different location. It's its own bracha versus being folded into Shomea Tfila. So the Rav had a beautiful, beautiful theory about that. So we'll come back to that. That'll be more of an issue for the Rambam. So we haven't fully exhausted this issue. We'll definitely come back to it when we have the opportunity. Okay, so we'll hold it up there. I want to wish a